listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my very special friend again and co-host, Karis.
Merry Christmas! Hey, Julie, question for you. What is a Christmas tree's favorite candy?
I don't know. What is it?
Ornaments.
Get it? Ornaments? Nice one, Karis.
There's plenty more where that came from. You just let me know when you want to hear more Christmas jokes.
Will do. But right now, let's talk about our Bible story for today. It's a very, very special one, and I am so excited. It is about one of the most magical nights in all of history. A silent night. A holy night.
Yeah, I see what you did there, Julie. Are we going to talk about the night that Jesus was born?
We sure are. But first, we want to hear from some of you, listeners, about Christmas Day and how you like to celebrate it.
Open presents and go to our grandma or niece's house and spend time with them.
Christmas tree.
Going to my grandparents' house.
And when I have lunch or spend time with my family.
I watch a movie with my whole entire family.
I open presents and open box and then boom.
We make gingerbread houses.
Open presents and get to play with your new toys.
Open presents.
Open presents a lot.
That you can spend time with your family and then you can open presents.
I go to my grandpa and grandma's Christmas tree farm.
I open presents and I have cool toys.
I celebrate my parents.
We spend time with our family and make cookies and we spend together with our family.
We open presents and we make gingerbreads.
I love hearing all those great answers. On Christmas Day, we are celebrating Jesus' birthday, the very special day that the Son of God became a person. There's a big Bible word for this, and it's called incarnation.
Wow, that's a big word, incarnation.
It is a big word, Karis, but it just means that God became like us, a person. And that is pretty miraculous.
It sure sounds like it, and sounds like a huge reason to celebrate. Maybe that's why Christmas is such a big day with lots of decorations and traditions. Like my family, we like to wake up early, and before we open presents, we have a birthday party for Jesus. We have a birthday cake, and we sing happy birthday to Jesus, and we all blow out the candles together.
I love that, Karis. That's so special. What a fun way to start Christmas Day celebrations. My family reads the story of Jesus' birth at breakfast on Christmas morning before we open any of our presents. And it's so special.
Oh, it's so cool, Julie. I love hearing about different ways people celebrate Jesus' birthday. It's amazing to think that people all over the world have been celebrating in their own special way for over 2,000 years.
How about we go back over 2,000 years and open up our Bibles to read about what happened on the very first Christmas.
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. Let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand his word. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. Amen.
Now, last week, we learned about the very first story in the Bible. God made everything, and everything he made was good. God made Adam, and he made Eve. And Adam and Eve had hearts that loved and trusted God, Adam and Eve lived in a beautiful garden called Eden, where they got to walk with God and talk with God and see God face to face. Remember, there's nothing better than getting to be with God.
God gave Adam and Eve one rule in the garden. They could not eat the fruit from one tree or they'd be separated from God and die. One day, a snake came into the garden and told Adam and Eve that they should eat the fruit God told them not to eat. The snake said that the fruit would make them like God.
The snake was a liar. Adam and Eve listened to the snake instead of listening to God. They ate the fruit God told them not to eat, and then Adam and Eve's hearts became sick with sin. And because they sinned, they had to leave the garden, and they were separated from God. It was a terrible day, the worst day. Before Adam and Eve left the garden, God made them a promise. He told Adam and Eve that one day he would send a savior to save God's people from their sin.
Do you know who that savior was? It was Jesus. Jesus is God's son. On the count of three, say Jesus. One, two, three.
Jesus.
God's people had to wait many, many, many years for Jesus to come. And when Jesus came, it was a surprise. Can you show me a surprised face?
After lots and lots of waiting for the Savior to come, there was a woman named Mary. An angel named Gabriel came to Mary and told her she was going to have a baby. Angels are mighty messengers and warriors of God. And at first, Mary was afraid of the angel Gabriel. But he told her not to be afraid and that she was so loved by God. Then he told her that she would have a baby, and to name him Jesus. Gabriel told Mary the baby Jesus would be the Savior from whom God had promised. Mary believed Gabriel and she worshiped God.
There was also a man named Joseph. He was going to be Mary's husband. An angel came to Joseph in a dream and told him that Mary's gonna have a baby and they were going to name him Jesus and he would save sinners.
Now, in those days, the king told everyone in the land to go back to their hometown to be counted. The king wanted to know how many people lived in his kingdom. So Mary and Joseph traveled to a little town called Bethlehem. On the count of three, say Bethlehem. One, two, three.
Bethlehem! Bethlehem was far, far away, and Mary was very pregnant. Mary and Joseph could not drive in a car to Bethlehem or fly in an airplane to get there. They had to walk or ride a donkey. Can you imagine how uncomfortable Mary must have felt walking and riding all that way?
It took Mary and Joseph several days to get to Bethlehem. And when they got there, they were very tired. Can you show me a tired face? Ugh. Not only were they tired, but there was also nowhere for them to sleep. So they had to sleep in a stable. On the count of three, say stable. One, two, three.
Stable.
Now, a stable is like a barn, and it's also where sheep and cows and horses and pigs live. A stable is not very clean at all. In fact, a stable is very, very stinky.
Ooh. Well, that night, Mary gave birth to baby Jesus in the stable. Luke 2, 6 through 7 tells us that while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
On that special night, Jesus was born. Jesus is God's son. God's son left heaven to be born as a baby in a dirty, stinky stable and to sleep in a dirty manger that animals eat out of.
Jesus did all of this because he loves us. He would grow up and never sin. And then he would die on the cross to take the punishment for our sins. When we love and trust Jesus, God takes the sick, sinful heart out of us and gives us a healthy heart. Jesus came to save sinners. On the count of three, say, Jesus came to save sinners. One, two, three.
Jesus came to save sinners. Now, on that same night, nearby, there were some men in a field called shepherds. And shepherds take care of sheep. On the count of three, let's make the sound a sheep makes. One, two, three.
Bah!
One way shepherds take care of their sheep is by living and even sleeping outside with them.
while baby Jesus was being born in the stable, the shepherds were in the field watching over their sheep. It was very dark and quiet. Suddenly, an angel appeared in the night sky. God tells us the angel was surrounded in a very bright light from heaven.
Whew. The shepherds were afraid of the angel. Can you show me what the shepherds might have looked like when they saw an angel in the sky? That's right, they were scared. But the angel spoke to the shepherds and told them something wonderful.
Let's get an even closer look at this story and see what the angels said to the shepherds by reading what those people said from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. Our story today can be found in the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. I'll give you a moment to find it. Luke 2, 10 through 11. Remember, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. If you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's great too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? Luke 2, 10 through 11 says, "And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.'"
Did you recognize those verses? That's right, we've been learning them. The angel told the shepherds not to be afraid, but to have joy.
The angel told the shepherds the good news that Jesus had been born. Jesus came to save sinners, and suddenly, instead of being just one angel in the sky was filled with angels, lots and lots of angels. When the angels began praising God and singing about how great God is, they said, "Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God."
And then, just as quickly as the angels appeared, they disappeared. The shepherds quickly left their sheep and they ran all the way to Bethlehem and to that stable. And there they found Mary and Joseph and sweet baby Jesus. When the shepherds saw baby Jesus, they worshiped him. Then the shepherds went all over Bethlehem telling everyone and anyone that Jesus had been born.
On the night that Jesus was born, God wanted everyone to know that Jesus came to save sinners. God sent mighty angels to tell the shepherds. And the shepherds were so excited, they left their sheep to go see baby Jesus and tell everyone else the good news that Jesus came to save sinners. We can tell others that Jesus came to save sinners just like the angels and the shepherds did. On the count of three, let's say, "Jesus came to save sinners." One, two, three.
Jesus came to save sinners. This Advent season, we're memorizing two verses that talk about Jesus' birth. Remembering God's word helps us to know, love, trust, and obey him all the more.
We've chosen verses from the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Luke 2, 10 through 11 says, "And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.'"
Do you know it yet? I don't know. It's a lot of words. And sometimes when you're memorizing God's word, it is so helpful if you'll put it to song. So let's try that out. Are you ready to sing? Because here we go.
And the angel said to them,
"Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Luke 2, 10 through 11. Luke 2, 10 through 11. Luke 2, 10 through 11. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Luke 2, 10 through 10 through 11. Luke 2, 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 10 through 11.
Thanks for listening to God's Big Story today. Our story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about the night Jesus was born, you can turn to Luke 2 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description or visit tbcresources.net.
And we'll see you next time on God's Big Story.
Bye and Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!